It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 13th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is usurp, spelled U-S-U-R-P. Usurp is a verb that means to seize and hold office, place, functions, powers, etc., in possession by force or without right. It can also mean to take or make use of without right, or to take the place of by or as if by force, to supplant. Here's the word used in a sentence from the London Guardian by Lanra Bakari. The directors of seven European film festivals shared the stage at the opening of the 77th Venice Film Festival to help kickstart an industry that they said was in danger of being usurped by streaming sites such as Netflix because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The word usurp was borrowed into English in the 14th century from the Anglo-French word usurper, which in turn derives from the Latin verb usurpare, meaning to take possession of without a legal claim. Usurpare itself was formed by combining usu, a form of usus, meaning use, and rapare, meaning to seize. Other descendants of rapare in English include rapacious, meaning given to seizing or extorting what is coveted, rapine, meaning the seizing and carrying away of things by force, wrapped, the earliest sense of which is lifted up and carried away, and ravish, one meaning of which is to seize and take away by violence. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.